episode 85 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, guys. On the second roll, we got Yu Yu Hakusho last episode. Because the first one was the movie.
Yeah, no, we didn't. The second, we got Sean's choice.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
When I chose Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I forgot. Yeah, it's been so long. I got a terrible memory.
You do
think I smoke weed or something.
Well, it's funny. Every time we come to Y, it's usually in your favor because you got your choice what you're lying April, too.
Yeah, look at
the
that.
Only time
what was the other one we did?
Yuki Kaze.
Oh, Christ.
That was the only one that came up that wasn't your choice.
And that one was fun, at least.
Yeah, that's because...
Weird homoerotic.
That's because...
Undertones.
We also watched it in one day together.
Yeah,
and it was
so
just
bad.
Made fun of the whole time.
All right, so Yu Yu Hakusho is obviously a manga and an anime, written and illustrated by Yoshiro Togashi. It was written in, I want to say, 80s. Where is it?
The manga?
He began creating in 1990. Didn't get a TV show until 92, and it aired until 94. But it did not come to America until 2001.
Mm,
which seems to be the case with a lot of those older ones. It took a while to get over here.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense with the older art and stuff like that.
Well, that, and there wasn't... Not only did we not know about anime back then in America, because it's over in Japan, there wasn't internet.
Well,
you know what I mean?
What I mean is that...
But they didn't know there was a demand either.
It makes sense that it was made in the early 90s, considering
the way it looks.
Yes.
Big fan of Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's...
I think I might have said when we got it, when I picked it, that I had recently seen it. I was wrong. What I had recently done was watch the end of it, because I forgot everything in the beginning.
Yeah.
Not forgot, but hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
Right. I mean, it's one of the essential...
So good.
One of the essential shonens.
Oh, yeah. If you're into shonen and you haven't seen Yu Yu Hakusho, just stop right now.
Yeah.
And go watch it.
It's one of the...
It's one of the better ones.
Well, better ones. But it's oddly not in that same category as, like, Dragon Ball Z for some reason.
Yeah. I don't really know why. I guess popularity.
Yeah, popularity-wise. That's what I meant.
For some reason, people don't...
I mean, it's got weird
older
tones.
Older people like us know about it, for the most part.
But it's got some weird undertones.
Yeah, but man, it's just so good.
All right, let's jump into the premise.
Premise is, in the first episode, a punk 14-year-old kid who skips school, you know, talks back to teachers, has a shitty home life.
In Japanese terms, he's a delinquent.
Yeah, but anywhere else, he's...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're still skipping school and being a piece of shit for a kid.
Right.
But is it really his fault? He's got a shitty home life, no dad, and his mom's a drunk. You can't really blame him that much. But he's not that bad. He's not, you know, in the inner cities of Chicago shooting up, selling drugs and...
Well, he lives in Japan.
Which is what happens to kids at that age in America.
Yeah, well, he lives in Japan. They don't have that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not really comparable to our kind of delinquent youth.
Although they do portray Japan as having street gangs on every corner.
Yeah, I think that was an older thing. And, you know, anime and TV shows kind of prop it up a bit. Anyway.
Not really, because they did that with Kurumori High School, too.
Yeah, they do it with a lot. That's what I'm saying. They do it with a lot of anime and TV shows. They prop it up and make it...
Yeah, but you said it was an older thing, but that was
I think it's ingrained. What I meant to say is it's a grain of truth, right? That's what a lot of these stereotype things are. And that grain of truth is probably from an older time.
Probably.
Anyway, so he's a delinquent. They portray him as a jerk, someone who wouldn't look out for others. Well, a little boy goes to grab his ball that rolled into the road and he saves the boy's life.
Right.
But not really.
Not really.
Because the kid would have been fine.
Yeah.
He just didn't know that. And by saving his life, he pushes him out of the way and he gets hit by the car and dies.
Yeah, he dies in the first
Yusuke Hirameshi, by the way. That's his
name. We know the names of the
characters. Yeah, I know all their names. That's one of the weird ones. It's like Dragon Ball Z. We know all their names.
Well.
Maybe it's a shonen thing.
It's possible, but there's also,
they say their names a lot, too.
They do say their names a lot, but we're not sitting through 12 episodes or 24 episodes. We're sitting through 60, 70, 80 episodes.
And it's enjoyable. I mean, there's slow points, but it's enjoyable.
Right.
I gotta say, okay, so that's half the premise. Sorry. He dies, and then I forgot how slow the beginning of this was.
Oh, yeah.
The first 6 or 7 episodes was backbreakingly slow.
It was really, really slow.
But eventually, as a spirit, he gets back into his body, and we'll get into that, and then he becomes a spirit detective because he went back and forth. He now has spirit energy.
Right.
They teach him how to fire it off as a gun out of his finger.
Instead of dying like a normal person, the afterlife wasn't prepared for him to die.
He wasn't supposed to do it. They didn't predict it, so they didn't have anywhere for him to go.
Yeah, so they didn't know where to put him, so they're like, okay, we're gonna make you come back to life, essentially.
And it kind of works both ways for them, because now they have a spirit detective that can go solve things for them.
And through a bunch of hijinks and
yeah.
slow six episodes, he eventually gets his body back. Mm-hmm.
And he's super weak in the beginning. I think it's really f***ing strong, really quick. Like, it takes a little while, but he gets fairly badass. Whereas in Dragon Ball Z, like, it took a while. It took a solid, like, 150 episodes before they were overpowered to the point that people couldn't really stop him.
Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball, I mean, I guess Dragon Ball.
I mean, Goku was always overpowered from day one.
Yeah, but he kept getting his ass kicked. I guess he always got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he always gets his ass kicked, but that's not the point.
Yeah, I guess, never mind. Anyway, so the best part of the show for me is the dialogue.
Okay.
I love the dialogue in this show. They're ripping on each other, they're buddies, they're pals, they're cursing a little, it just feels so much more lived in and real than anything I've ever watched in any anime ever. Huh. It feels like they're real people with real friendships with each other.
Okay.
They have real issues, like Kuwabara has a real character arc and a real struggle, and he likes Yusuke, but still wants to fight him, be better than him, and they're always ragging on each other, and it's not something you really get anywhere else. You get a little bit in other places, but not at this level.
Kuwabara, by the way, is pretty much Yusuke's best friend?
And sidekick.
Sidekick?
I don't think he was his best friend at the beginning of the show.
No,
they were more rivals
than
anything.
That's what I mean. But he kind of, like,
but they become best friends for sure.
At his funeral, though, Kuwabara was, like, broken up, and only, like, three people were really broken up.
Yeah.
And everyone else was, like,
Keiko and Kuwabara, really. And then maybe the principal was a little upset.
Yeah, the principal was upset, too. But the betrayal of the evil teachers was a little much.
It was a little much.
They're like,
it would have made a whole lot more sense if there was a little arc where there was, like, a demon controlling him.
Yeah.
That would have fit a lot
better. But the teachers are just unnecessarily evil and mean-spirited.
Maybe there's a kernel of truth to teachers being mean-spirited and evil to terrible students. And then those terrible students keep being terrible. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but maybe. But even if that kernel of truth is true, it's still, even by that standard, it's a bit over-exaggerated.
Way over. The teacher's, like, egging him on so he could hit him. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. It's a bunch of, I mean, like we said, the first, what, six episodes are just, like, him just trying to get his body back.
Super slow
pace. And it's just slow pace. Just getting a feel for the world and stuff like that. It's strange.
Funny enough, my favorite characters aren't the main characters. It's Kuwabara and Hiei. I like them a lot.
The Grim Reaper is a girl.
Botan.
It's pretty much a magical girl witch.
Yeah, I mean, she flies on a
broomstick. She's not the stereotypical Grim Reaper.
They actually talk about that, though. Because he's like, where's the skeleton? Where's the black cloak? And she's like, you watch too much TV.
Yeah.
So it's funny that they addressed that.
So that was that. And then God is like a toddler with a pacifier.
Is he God or is he?
I don't know.
So his father, I think, is in charge of the afterlife. And he's sort of like...
Oh, so he's Jesus.
I guess. I would personally rank it more like a hierarchy of like a government or a kingdom. And they're just in charge.
Of the afterworld.
Yeah, but not like in charge in the sense that they make things happen. It very much more feels like checks and balances and I sign this paperwork and you have to go here because that's what the paperwork says.
Sure.
That's what it felt like.
That feels very bureaucratic.
Didn't feel like an omnipotent being saying, oh, I can solve anything.
True. It's very bureaucratic.
Yeah, it seemed a lot more like that. Mm. So, what's the first arc?
We explained the first arc. The first arc is him dying and getting his body back.
And then the second one's Hiei.
And Kurama.
Kurama. Kurama's a... Was Kurama a member of their class to begin with?
No.
But at the last episode I just watched, he's in school.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same.
Well, no.
Well, you know, it's a different uniform, so it's probably different
school.
Wait.
Wasn't he, like, he was an ancient god being.
He was an ancient demon, and the then, highest level.
And then, I forget why, but he was reincarnated into a human body.
He went to steal something. And even though he's this gigantic, powerful demon that everyone fears, when he went to steal something, he was injured some way, and he had to hide inside of a kid.
Right, and yeah,
he took over the kid's body.
He pretty much took over the kid's body and grew up as a human, and that's why he was
with
in school.
With his mom. And he could have left.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it was like so many years, and he could have left, he said, but he grew attached to his mom.
Right.
So that's why him, Hiei, and the third guy, I don't know his f***ing name, because he's irrelevant, are off stealing things from
Goku.
The safe.
Gokai? That's G-O-U-K-I.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Gokai, that was the other one.
But he was irrelevant.
But yeah, he was just there to introduce Kurama and Hiei, who start off as antagonists, but Kurama comes to Yusuke for help.
Yes.
So,
and Yusuke eventually helps
This
him.
Was like...
They each stole an item from the spirit world safe.
Yeah.
Hiei had... What do you have? Sword? He had something.
Yeah, the shadow sword or something?
Yeah, he had something like that.
I don't know. This is like 13...
Kurama had this weird mirror thing that if you gave your life, you could get a wish.
Right. It's like 13 episodes. This was like 13, 14 episodes into how many?
And it's still really slow, even during this arc.
Yeah. And
it's still very slow.
Out of like the 70 that we watch. So.
Yeah, yeah. And at this point, Yusuke only has one shot in his spirit gun, and it's like this little, tiny little laser that comes out of his finger.
Still manages to be Hiei in the end, though.
Yeah. Well, it's still powerful, even though it's small. It's spirit energy hitting it, you know, in one
point. So, yeah, but this arc is pretty pointless, only to introduce, and it's only there to introduce Kurama and Hiei.
Yeah, he ends up turning Kurama to help him because Kurama was sacrificing himself with the mirror that gives the wish.
Right.
And Yusuke jumped in, and they both gave a little bit of their life force to get it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yusuke beats Hiei, but doesn't kill him.
Right now.
And because he doesn't kill him, Hiei was brought to jail, or that spirit world place, and
yeah.
decided, instead of being killed or going to prison, I'm going to work for you. So, he's essentially a spirit detective as well.
Right.
And but a demon.
And then we go into the Genkai arc, right?
Yeah, but before that, you know how Hiei turned into that being at the very end? We had eyes all over him?
Mm-hmm.
You never see him like that again. You only ever see his Genkai, is whatever, I forget the name of it, is the eye he has. He
right.
has three eyes in his head, but he transformed in that fight with Yusuke, and he had eyes all over
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because that was his demon form.
Yeah, but he never did that again.
Yeah, I know, why? But I think that's because that was his demon form, and...
You're gonna be stronger in that form, so why wouldn't you?
Yeah, but then he's got that dragon power thing.
That's later, though.
Eh.
Anyway, and then after that, was it Genkai? How'd that start? I forget exactly how it started.
I'm not sure how it started, but I know she...
Oh, this is how it started. She was holding... Was it a tournament?
Kind of. It was like an eight-person tournament.
Yeah, and the person who wins, or at least proves himself...
Gets to learn her new...
Trains under her, and eventually, you don't know this yet, gets her power.
Well, yeah, but it's for the purpose of the tournament, it's the spirit wave technique.
Yes, the spirit wave technique. Yeah. She's going to train you to be able to control it.
Yes, but I mean, I think it starts out with a lot of people, but there's like this battle royal kind of thing happening.
Yeah, and then it comes down to 20, I think.
No, it comes down to 8.
8? Yeah. Kuwabara's in it.
Kuwabara, Yusuke, some demon named Rando, who's the antagonist, who's hidden inside of it, and then...
And during these fights, Kuwabara, who up to this point is just a regular guy that has a little bit of spiritual awareness, so he can sort of sense things. During his fight, a guy with a sword, a wooden sword, the part of the wooden sword breaks off. He picks that piece up that breaks off, and a spirit sword comes out of it.
Yeah, that's his weapon, a spirit sword. Mm-hmm. So, because, you know, humans have to use spirit energy, whereas Kurama and Hiei get
demon energy. They have demon energy, which it's explained later on.
Yeah.
Much later on.
It's at this point, when we get into the Genkai arc, that this whole show just turns into tournament.
Here, it turns into tournaments, and it turns into super shonen.
Uh-huh.
I have to power up to be stronger than you. Until that point, it really wasn't that, though.
There's, like, from here on out, I think there's three tournament arcs, including this one, and then there's that one tower climbing thing.
Which is the next arc, because we stopped at the dark tournament after we finished it.
Uh-huh.
The very next one is the tower.
The tower. So, yeah, essentially, but the Genkai arc is pretty simple. It's just, of course, Yusuke is going to win the tournament and defeats the...
Yeah, I mean, you know what's going to happen beforehand. It's a typical shonen.
It's a typical shonen
tournament.
You're
not being thrown anywhere.
I mean, there's a few twists here and there,
yeah,
but
I mean,
really.
Genkai dies at one point, but then she comes back, so...
Yeah.
Did she really die? That's a Dragon Ball Z thing. They always come back.
Wait, that's not in the Genkai tournament.
The dark tournament, later on.
Yeah, she dies in the dark. That's the big thing. But we're on the Genkai tournament.
Oh, well, we were talking overall things that happened.
But
no real twists and turns.
It's very shonen-y from here on out. And this is where they start to get over superpowered.
Yeah, they start to talk a little bit about certain techniques and how you use them and stuff. Not as much as I would like, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
it's energy. You get force out of your finger and go boom.
Yeah, I mean, how much can you explain magic?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
At the end of this training, he can do 3 shots at a time now? Something like that.
And
they're more powerful. It's not a tiny little line.
Right.
It pretty much explodes out of his finger.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fun. It's because it's a tournament. Tournaments are always fun.
Oh, so one of the things that he had to do to get his body back was hold this old golden egg, right?
Oh, yeah, the spirit beast.
His spirit energy would flow into it, and eventually, whether he did good things or bad things, something would hatch out of it. If it's a good thing, he would get his body back.
Uh-huh.
If it's a bad thing, it would eat him, and he would be gone forever.
Right.
He ended up throwing it into a fire to save Keiko.
Right.
For some stupid reason. There's zero reason for his house to be on fire. Just some drunks threw a fucking firebomb.
Yeah, we still don't know why someone threw a firebomb.
No reason.
We watched that episode together. I'm like, who is that guy just threw that Molotov in there for?
Just
what reason?
Just some random guy in a country that has very little crime is setting a residential home on fire for no reason.
And it's not like he's light a match or something. No, he took a Molotov cocktail and threw it through a window.
Yeah, you're trying to murder people.
Yeah, it's like, what? This is out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was very misplaced. Anyway, so eventually, so he throws it in the fire, and then his spirit energy takes care of the fire and saves Keiko. So that we think that's over, right? Well, right. In the much later from where we're at, where we're talking about right now in Genkai Tournament, in the Dark Tournament, it hatches, and Pooh comes out of it, this little purple...
Right, and it becomes Keiko's pet.
Essentially, he's got long ears, and he can fly.
But...
Wait, his voice, though, sounds just like the silent voice actress. I'm sorry. That's really fucked up to say. But he goes, a lot. That's kind of how he talks, and it sounded a lot like her.
You're
feel
horrible.
Really mean about that.
You're horrible. Everyone already knows that you're the evil one on this show.
That's what it sounded like. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we all know you're the conservative. It's all right.
Stop it. Anyway, just I wanted to mention that because I felt like...
Well, it's funny. Going back to the Spirit Egg, the first Spirit Egg, because I think this is the second one they did.
What?
This is a second Spirit
Egg. No, it's the same one. They actually said that. It's still your Spirit Egg. It never actually died. And he said he kept it hidden away.
Oh. Well, anyway, he said when he threw it in the fire, he said, it's a good thing you threw it in the fire because it was going to hatch and eat you anyway.
Yeah, he did a lot of bad shit. He's out there fighting people.
It's like...
Ass. Like taking over someone's body.
So sacrifice... It's a good thing you self-sacrifice or you'd be gone right now. Yeah. Yusuke is a very flawed character.
Oh, sure. But, and you know what? He has struggles. He wants to become strong. Doesn't want people to tell him what to do because he's tired of other people and he's tired of them telling him what to do and picking on him and he wants to become strong so he can, you know, no one can do any of that to him. So there's actually a pivot point where he could become evil like Toguro, who's, we'll get into in a moment, the big bad evil demon guy that he has to fight at the Dark Tournament.
What arc does Hiei's sister come into play? Which one was that?
It was between Genkai and,
Oh, because that's where...
I forget exactly what it was, but it was between Genkai and the Dark Tournament.
Because that's what really had put Hiei on Yusuke's side.
Yeah, I forget exactly what was going on. It was kind of boring, if I'm being honest, that tiny little arc.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was there.
They had
somewhere.
It was actually her arc. They had to go rescue her. Remember, him and Kuwabara were on the mission together?
Okay.
And they're, like, walking to this compound, and the compound was controlled by the people that control the Dark Tournament, and they're all betting whether or not Yusuke and Kuwabara will fight these next demons and win.
Okay.
It was actually a really cool little scene, now that I remember it, because, or a couple episode arc, because they think they're hotshots. They're big and bad, and they're walking through blasting demons, and it's kind of fun. You know, you usually don't get that in anime.
Right.
Or at least in shonen. And then at the end, they're starting to get their ass kicked. It was pretty cool. They think they killed Toguro. That's when they meet Toguro. But Toguro was just acting.
Right. But after...
And then they save the princess, which is Hiei's sister.
Right. After the Genkai arc, we go into the Four Saint Beasts, which is pretty much a tower climb. And, you know, one-on-one fights up into the
Of course.
And then, you know, one person gets hurt. And then, of course, at the end, the Yusuke fights the last bad guy.
Always.
It's, you know, it's typical.
It's a typical arc.
It's a typical show.
I'll tell you
arc.
What, though. Technically, these are tropes we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But they're tried and true tropes that we don't necessarily mind, so long as you do a good job. And they did a great job.
It was fun, but it was also at a time where it wasn't tropey.
That's also true. It came out in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's tropey, but
creating the trope.
It's, exactly. It's one of the first ones to do it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously, Dragon Ball was probably the first.
Oh, yeah, Dragon Ball was definitely the first. That came out in the early 80s.
Right. So that was probably the first, and it probably took a few cues from that, but, I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah, so, it's great.
So, yeah, and then after, so they essentially, yeah, because the four Saint Beats, I don't know why we're killing the Saint Beats.
No, they're evil. I think they might have items or something. Yeah, I can't remember.
Something, they have to be destroyed.
But the Kuwabara's fighting the one beast, right? And he's got his sword, and there's, like, a bridge connecting Kuwabara and all the other guys to where the demon is on his little plateau. And on this bridge, the animal demon guy creates, like, tiger demons. Mini ones. By mini, I mean there's a size of regular tigers, but they're mini demons.
Right.
And there's, like, three or four of them, and they're running on the bridge toward him in a single file, and this is the first human centipede. Kuwabara puts his sword level with their mouths and says, "Sword, get longer!" And he impales all fucking three or four of them with his sword. And I'm like, oh, look, it's a tiger centipede. So stupid.
Yeah.
And, he, you know, they end up winning and everything, but I remembered that distinctly.
Oh, man.
That was bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun.
And that was literally his power-up from creating his sword to then was, "Sword, get longer. I can make it as big as I want now." Kuwabara has really stupid power-ups. Like, like, Yusuke's getting different moves, and he's obviously getting stronger. He can make his spirit energy stronger, but he's got different moves and defenses and stuff. Kurobar is like, oh, I got a bigger sword.
Yeah, he's also Force-sensitive, though.
Yeah, but they sort of tone that back a lot, especially in the Dark Tournament arc, because his sister is introduced, and she's hypersensitive. So, like, now it feels like he doesn't have sensitivity at all with spirit. That's what it felt like. He felt like just a regular one of the guys. Yeah. He didn't feel like he was heightened above them anymore. But whatever. Not a real complaint.
And then there's that. Then there's the arc with Hiei's sister. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the Dark Tournament, which is run by a corrupt group.
Humans that you know, they're greedy. They're mafia-type people. They're organized crime. And this is how they make the most money, by betting on the Dark Tournament and winning, obviously, if they win. And then they get all that money. They're betting billions and trillions. And what was I going to say?
I don't know. You're talking about corrupt people in the Dark Tournament.
Something I was going to bring up. I'll remember.
So, yeah, I mean, the tournament is not this normal kind of tournament. It's like a team-based tournament. It's very...
Five people in each team. You don't have to fight single file. Like, obviously, two people are fighting at a time, but, like, you can just go up there and fight everyone.
Yeah, one person can fight the entire team if they can.
One at a time, or if they say, hey, if you'll allow it, I'll fight them all at once. Right. That happens multiple times.
Yeah, just the... It's kind of round-robin, but not really.
Yeah, it's... If it would be a good show, and it's not the humans creating the idea, it'll happen. But if the humans have the idea, typically it gets shot down because they're dirty humans.
Right, exactly.
Oh, this is what I want to say. So they talk about, a little later on, the main guy that's funding Tagoro and all them.
Mm-hmm.
His objective is he wants to rule the human world, but not with the typical power structure. He wants to rule with demons.
Mm-hmm.
But creating a portal to let demons in or out either way costs a ridiculous amount of money, and it's a tiny portal. You need something gigantic. Well, how do you get enough money by doing that? And that's what this tournament's about. He's corrupting everyone else and taking all their money.
Right.
Right? Problem is that Yusuke and all them can come and go as they please. And by the way, it would kind of make sense if it was Yusuke and Kuwabara, because they're humans.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe humans aren't like demons and it's easier for them coming in and out, but Hiei and Kurama can do it. They've got demonic energy and they're pretty fucking strong.
Yeah.
Like, they're, I don't want to say they're the strongest demons out there, but they're high up on the
list. They're close.
They're very high up on the list. So that didn't make any sense at all, because they can come and go as they please.
Yeah, but they got a hall pass, don't they?
Yeah, but if you can make a hall pass, if you can get a hall pass, why the fuck would you make a demon portal? Just go fucking fight people and take the hall pass. You know what I mean? But like, just go take it with force. You got the power.
The main guy that's doing this is human, and he's trying to get...
But he controls the strongest demon in the land, so he can just tell him, go get me that hall pass. Go.
Yeah, but the hall pass is granted by God.
Well, they're not... But again, they're not gods. They're not strong at all.
Yeah, but they...
We've gone over that. They're not strong at all.
But they have the hall passes.
Go fight them and take it, because they're not strong. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't quite make sense.
I mean,
but whatever.
It is what it is. It's an excuse to make a tournament.
Yeah.
So
they fight. Bunch of fights.
Yeah, the fight, you have to eliminate each member of the other team, essentially.
Yeah. Either they stop fighting, they give up, or you kill them.
And once the entire team's done, it's over.
Or a 10 count. Or ring out, but 10 count for ring out, too. You can land outside the ring, unlike Dragon Ball Z tournaments.
Okay, yeah.
But if you can't stay out there for more than 10 seconds.
So it's a count out.
You can fly, though, because you're flying under your control.
Gotcha.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you're not outside the ring at that point, really.
I mean, you really are outside the ring, but...
I mean...
It's not a big of a deal. I mean, I felt like they should have made a rule, because the guy Yusuke was fighting was, like, flying up into the sky. And it's like, there has to be limits. Like, stay inside the tournament arena. That would make sense. Fly around all you want, but inside the tournament arena.
I mean, at the same time, though, it's like, if you're gonna go by those rules, you can say jumping's outside the arena.
Yeah, don't jump outside the arena.
No, I mean, jumping up and down.
No, that's fine, because you're inside the arena. But once you fly 10,000 feet up, which is essentially what he was doing, like, come on, what are you doing?
I guess. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a demon. It's magic.
It's demonic energy.
It's an anime. Magic. It's strong cartoons.
Anyway. Yeah, you know, they have a bunch of fights. I don't think we're going to go over every single one of them.
The Dark Tournament goes on forever, though.
Yeah, it went on for a solid... I think it started around episode 33 or 34, and it stopped...
Like 65?
Yeah, it was a lot of episodes for one little tournament.
It goes on a long, long time.
And in the middle of the tournament, Genkai dies, his teacher, the old lady, that teaches him the Spirit Wave. Not before giving him her power.
Right. Because there's a few moments where Yusuke was unconscious and couldn't fight in some of the tournament rounds, mm-hmm. and then...
He was sleeping from the beginning. That was funny.
Yeah, so Kuwabara had to take up the slack and stuff like that.
Love Kuwabara. Especially, and like, as much as he has that big bravado, they also bring him down a little and he gets his ass kicked a lot.
Yeah, he's very goofy.
But then he sticks out and he gets it done. Or he loses, which happens too.
Yeah, he gets his
he
ass
lost a few times.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one of them that lost, actually.
No, I think he lost two.
Oh, technically, I think one or two of them lost. And but like a clear actual, well, you actually lost.
Actually gets our ass kicked, you know, circumstantial evidence.
Yeah, I think he and Kurama actually lost once, but on a technicality.
Yeah, because they couldn't continue or something like that.
Yeah, I think there was a 10 count because he didn't stand up, but he still killed the other opponent.
Right.
He still technically won, if you ask me, but whatever. In the spirit of the tournament, he won.
Right.
Hiei can create fire. Apparently, that's something that he does. We didn't really know that till this tournament. Wow. But he does it, and it's something he specializes in.
They all pull powers out of their ass as the series goes on.
It's something that bothers me, because, like, if he's a fire wielder, and that's something he specializes in, why the f*** didn't he burn Yusuke alive in the first fight they had? Like, why didn't you use your power then? Why would you hold your trump card?
Because he wanted to use his eyes.
Yeah. And then he eventually pulls the darkness flame out of the spirit, the deepest fire out of the spirit world. It's, you know, whatever. Lowest level.
It's a dragon.
It's a black flame.
It's a
dragon. It's a black flame at first. It's not a dragon the first time he uses it. It's just black fire.
It's still a dragon.
And then the second time he uses it, it looks like a dragon.
It's a dragon.
And no one's ever controlled it properly. If you don't do it quite right, you're going to get burned alive too. And if it touches you, you're done. It's just going to burn you away. But the whole arc with him and that is he puts it inside himself and he masters it, essentially.
Gotcha.
And then Kurama has a whole little thing where the demon comes out of him.
Yeah, he's where he loses control and the evil.
All good stuff.
Yeah, there's, I mean, we could sit here forever ago.
Yes, we could sit for another half hour, 40 minutes.
Just rambling about.
It's a good show. I like it a lot. And the dialogue's fantastic. The music's iconic, because like every time the music would come on, it brings me back to my childhood.
Right.
For the intro.
I mean, it's very nostalgic.
Yes, very much.
And it's like the only good anime in you. Well, that's not true. And why?
There might be one or two more.
Yukikaze
was pretty great.
No, it wasn't. But your Lie in April was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, it's in a weird letter category, so.
Yeah, so Z, the next one coming up. There's like nothing in Z, and there's like one thing that's decent.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, I guess we're wrapping this one up.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Normally, we would grade something for its age, like in its time period, but I don't have to. I still really like it.
Yeah.
I didn't see any drawbacks. I mean, obviously, the art's a bit dated, and the voice acting, although great, is dated for the technology.
All right.
It doesn't sound crisp and clear.
Yeah.
But whatever, it doesn't bother me at all. This is a solid 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was leaning towards 8 myself.
I love the dialogue,
but,
man.
I don't know. I think it might be a 9 category. It's hard to tell, because
This is something I actually wish they would do a remake. Just do it right.
Right.
Because if you f*** it up, it's gonna suck.
But it's still got all those shonen tropes.
It does.
Which is, like, the bad ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it's definitely...
Oh, Yusuke's a bit of a perv, too. He would grab Keiko's boobs and ass and stuff.
Exactly.
It didn't happen a lot, but it happened.
Right. But, like...
And by the way, they're, like, 14.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. The stupid Japanese bad tropes are all there. So, but I think it's on par with One Piece. You know, we gave that an 8.
I would say it's at least on par. The core story overall is better than One Piece, in my opinion.
Of course.
But One Piece also has really great story sections, like Nami's.
Right.
Fantastic
right.
story sections.
And
then it sort of, after
and
that.
One Piece also has like 1,000 more episodes.
At least. I think they're on episode like 1,300 right now.
Yeah, so I'm just, of course there's going to be bad stories in that amount of episodes.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, but it's like on par from what I've seen of it.
At the very least. Maybe a little better. Right. So Yukikaze, Yu Hakusho, and
Your Lie in April.
Your Lie in April. Your Lie.
You said
that.
Your Lie in April, I think, got an 8 too.
Yeah.
I know Yukikaze is at the bottom of the list.
I'm gonna grade it on what I would want to watch again.
I think I'm gonna go Your Lie in April.
I was thinking that too, mainly because I just watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
Well, not only that, I can get through Your Lie in April in like a couple hours.
You can get over it in a day. You can watch it. Yeah. You can't do that with us. It's just too long.
This is way too long, and there's
the music's great in it too. I remember that.
Right. Your Lie in April also left a bigger impact on me.
Yeah, it has an emotional impact.
It's actually one of the I've liked almost every slice of life anime that we've done, except for Kuikaze.
Stop bringing it up.
But this is the one that stuck with me, Your Lie in April. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Your Lie in April.
Yeah, I think we got the same one, Yu Hakusho and Yukikaze.
Yeah.
All right. Spinning for categories.
Yukikaze did have the homoerotic tropes, though.
Yeah. Which was fun. It was a redeeming part of it. It was only good and fun because it didn't feel like it was supposed to be in there.
It was like six episodes, too.
Yeah.
It was very short.
That could very well bump it up the list on what you want to watch again.
Right. Y's been not that terrible the last.
Yeah, surprisingly.
All right.
So what do we got for Z? Zega Pain, and what else did we watch?
Zone of the Enders, Dolores.
Oh, they were both terrible.
I actually liked the Zone of the Enders. You did.
Per usual. We're going to get something bad here. Sean's pick again.
Oh, yeah, nope. That's different. That means you get to pick an anime from any letter when it comes up. From Z to Z, though.
From Z to Z?
Yeah.
So I can use it next time?
Yeah, you can use it at any letter.
Well, give me a moment. I'm going to pause real quick, and I'll see if there's something in Z.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to waste it on Z, because there's like four things here. None of them are screaming, watch me.
Yeah.
Some of them look okay. Most of them look bad. I think there's like 12 things, though. So we're just going to spin
it. Hold on.
Take Sean's choice out?
Yeah. Or pick. Take Sean's pick out. See, I told you Y is really good for you.
This is Z.
You turned down the thing. Now that's clapping's going to happen.
I think this is...
Zion, I wish you were here. I think this is only four episodes.
Yeah. This is the one... Yeah, it is. It was the one I was thinking about picking just because it's quick.
Yeah.
But hey, we got it.
Hey, there we go.
Action, romance, science fiction.
Not bad tags.
We'll see. In the future, a meteor crashes to Earth and brings with it a virulent?
A virulent.
That's a... I don't think I've ever heard that word before. Form of life. The virus is known as M34 and attacks humans, turning them into vicious monsters. Gonna leave it at that. We'll watch it.
It sounds like Arya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also sounds a little bit like Parasite, the Maxim.
Actually,
I just watched that. That was...
Click on the first episode. See how long it is. The four episodes. Right.
Watch it be a movie.
Yeah. Oh, you broke it. Oh.
Well, let's pause for a moment. We might not be able to watch it. Never mind. We were having issues with it, but we got it working.
Yeah. Yeah, they're only 10 minutes. Well, the first episode.
Well, the first, yeah.
It's only 10 minutes, so.
This could be really quick.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.